there are people who think that Jacob Zuma will be able to move the Zimbabwean question quite clearly outside the quiet diplomacy that we saw coming from former President Thabo Mbeki. And then, of course, there are some that also think that Zuma will be a bit more comfortable, such that you would side with, ZANU-PF, even within the context of the inclusive government. But overall, I see many Zimbabweans taking him as a positive person, as somebody who is a bit level-headed, as somebody who will speak out. So I think there is general joy around Jacob Zuma becoming South Africa's next president.
Dr. Kagwanja, your thoughts on this?
For Jacob Zuma, the game of politics is below. It is with the people. So I guess what Jacob Zuma is likely to do is that he might not necessarily attack Mugabe directly, but he's likely to react very, very strongly. If the situation in Zimbabwe goes the way it was going, where people are dying, he's likely to talk openly and criticize the government, whether it is Mugabe or Morgan Tsvangirai who will be in power.
How do you think Mr. Zuma will relate to Mr. Tsvangirai?
There is going to be a kind of feeling that COSATU is going to bring down the liberation movement in Zimbabwe. And as long as ZANU-PF is willing to change and perhaps give chance to new blood within its own land, then Jacob Zuma is likely to be more comfortable with the reformed ZANU. And he's going to be increasingly suspicious of Morgan Tsvangirai, and he's also going to be extremely suspicious of the trade union-backed kind of movement in Zimbabwe.
Mr. Mabenge, your take?
As Dr. Kagwanja said, Jacob Zuma is a grassroots-grounded politician. We are likely to see Jacob Zuma a more sober relationship with the Prime Minister, at least, more than the relationship that he would have with ZANU-PF. Jacob Zuma has spoken quite clearly about political parties wanting to stay in power for too long, and I do not see him in any way condoning the ZANU-PF tactic or politics of clinging onto power. ZANU-PF is a liberation movement that has lost direction, and I think the whole of Africa agrees. Now, the ANC is still in the liberation movement, mentality, but they would not really, risk their liberation credentials by associating with the liberation movement that has turned against its own people. And
Dr. Kagwanja, the West is also one of the key players in resolving the Zimbabwean crisis. Do you think Mr. Zuma commands enough respect with the West to be able to be credible and respectable middleman between the West and Zimbabwe?
Whether they want or they don't want, they will have to engage with Jacob Zuma, particularly because of the overwhelming victory that he's getting. And therefore, the West will have to treat Zuma as a credible mediator between not just South Africa and Zimbabwe, but with the rest of Africa.
Mr. Mabenge, do you think that Mr. Zuma is the kind of man that Mr. Mugabe would respect or take seriously?
Jacob Zuma is indeed an unstoppable tsunami, and Mr. Mugabe has no option here other than to respect Jacob Zuma. And he also fully understands that South Africa is a strong economy in Africa. The South African GDP is bigger and stronger than those of the rest of the SADC countries combined. There is no doubt that Mr. Mugabe is obliged to respect Comrade Zuma by that fact, especially if we're expecting South Africa to lead, or rather to take a lead in economic recovery.